Hi, good day to you, dear student. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are continuing our lectures on tourism. Tour planning is our chapter for discussion today, and we will look into the chapter 4 and understanding the tour planning part of it. We have looked into previous chapters all with regard to tourism requirement, tour operators' needs, qualification, what is a tour operator, tour travel agency requirement, and so on. So let's begin understanding tour planning part. Tour planning, what we will be learning in this chapter, the need of a tour planning. Why do we need to plan a tour? Appreciate the complexity of planning or designing the tour. And understanding the basic stages involved in tour planning. Understand the use of technology in tour planning. So all these are our objective that we will be learning in this chapter. We introduce and understand the tour planning. Given the highly competitive marketplace within which they operate, all tour operators need to invigorate their portfolio to remain competitive. So you can understand that the tour planning requires the competitiveness to remain in the marketplace. Otherwise, there will not be any buyer and you will not be continuing with your revenue generation. The call for a systematic development of a tour planning activity by the tour operators. What is the systematic development? And despite a wide variety in terms of size and scope, comparing with the other tour operators, they largely follow similar process in the planning and development. So basically, all the tour planning happens in the same way, basically. Be it is a big tour planning or a small tour planning for two people or for a group of 20 people. So the components are barely same. Planning a new tour is complex process. It's a complex process. It involves a little bit of complexity and may involve numerous activities. What are those activities? We will see later. It is very critical to the success of the tour operator company because the organization needs to provide maximum satisfaction to the customer. And because the customer satisfaction is involved in any business activity, it also goes well for tour planning. Because the customer should be satisfied with the product that is offered to him or her to avail. And as such, the price that appeals to the market while remaining profitable. You cannot just offer a price which is accepted in market but doesn't give in turn any profit. So profit also is required because we are in business. We are into activity generating revenue. And obviously, the appeal of the product into a planned tour would need a competitive edge over the competitor as well as earning profits. So, when planning a tour, the organization must develop an itinerary that not only ascertain the principal component of the package, such as accommodation and transport, but also take into account the logistic at destination, which means the transport between destination activities, excursion and the suppliers. So these also to be borne in mind in planning a tour. If we need a bus, if you have a group of 20 people, there is no need to hire a bus that can take 45 people and keeping remaining 25 seat vacant. Because the bus that is with 45 seating capacity would be costing more than a bus that has capacity of 20 passengers. So that is to be borne in mind, the logistic account of it, in arranging the supply chain and activities of excursions. Excuse me. So here is the charge. What stages we go into our planning? The stages that we go are here, step by step. Stage number one is review, research, and planning. You have to review what you are going to offer, evaluate the company's performance. That will come later. First, we will see the name of stages. The second stage, the first we saw review, research, and planning. First, you review what the market, what you can offer. Plan it and then, research and then plan. Likewise, the second stage of research is evaluation of alternative, including basic feasibility and capacity prediction. So feasibility has to be done and predict the capacity, how much you can take to a destination in research. And then, of course, identification of a new product possibility. What you can add up as a new product, in what research findings give you to understand what new products can be loaded and brought into in second stage of the research of the stages in tourism planning. And then plan your product. What is going to offer? Plan the itinerary, including destination, type or grade of the holiday, capacity and departures. Initial costing may result in reviewing itineraries. So you have done up an initial review of an itinerary planning where you learn that there is certain area that you can remove out of your planning and bring the cost down. Likewise, then once your itinerary is ready with the proper costing involvement, then prepare marketing material for your product. These are the various stages that goes through in review, research, and planning. The second stage of the research, once you have done planning research, you have to not to forget the SWOT analysis and competitor analysis. Is competitor doing something better than you? Or competitor has a better product to offer, they have roped in something where they are edging on your costing. All that goes through in the first stage, the second stage, and the last is, of course, the product planning. Once your research work is complete, once you have reviewed, once you have done your planning, then you need to start your product planning and marketing. These were the three stages. The fourth stage is contracting. In that, you negotiate with the airline how many seats you want. You want 50 seats on a particular flight from Mumbai to Bangkok. And then you get a better rate, a special rate for those 50 seats that you can, as a wholesaler, sell directly, or you can send through your branches or your own offices across India and sell those seats. Then negotiate contract with ancillary services like transfers, excursion. Many a time you outsource these services of transfer. You may not have your own fleet of vehicle for cost saving. So you outsource that. So that is an ancillary service that you go. You get and negotiate better rate. If the market is experiencing a recession, then you should renegotiate the rate. The rate quoted to where the high season. There are different seasons. Accordingly, the pricing has to be reviewed in contracting and to be negotiated. The fifth stage is brochure production and website design. Now, brochure production in recent years, most brochure production has gone electronic. They create e-posters, e-brochures, everything has gone in electronic. Singapore Tourism is a finest example where they don't have handouts. You go onto their web portal, which is their website, and you can download any poster or review the poster or the product information right on their website instead of keeping a hard copy of a product brochure. Then the final stage of sales and marketing plan. In fact, marketing comes the final stage of marketing, because where marketing ends, the sales starts. So marketing is the first step in sales and marketing. So finalizing your marketing and then putting it up to the sale. And in that, you design and implementing marketing strategies. Once you have reviewed your contract, you negotiated the best price, you have done your printing of e-brochures, designing, even electronically if you design, it should have an aesthetic appeal in your brochure where it could catch the eyes and it could be appealing, and finalize contract for what you would like to do about it. Then marketing strategy, and then start capturing the sales part. Design and implement marketing strategy and prepare administrative support. Then give sales training, because the marketing team that works so hard, be it is an online marketing or a physical marketing through the sales rep or the marketing representative, results into generation of inquiries and sales start coming in. Then comes the role of operation and administration training. So preparation of administrative support, any type of administrative support has to be prepared, because once you are into business activities, all these component or all these activities immediately start happening. So you have to be having a specialized staff ready, training being given, and in case if you are looking for overseas staff, then you need to have special type of staff who are resort rep, tour managers, driver, etc. And the stage that comes on the 8th and 9th position is the product is launched. And evaluation of sales. Then you monitor your sale, evaluate the amount of energy invested in marketing, how much is the turnaround of that into sales. Review the sale and introduce recovery measures if sales are not as per the expectation. If you have targeted yourself to cross certain limits and you have not been successful for whatever reason, you have to review it and possibly look at strategy that would help to boost the sale. And this we are talking about tour planning. We are also looking at the last 9th stage, product review and post tour management and quality review. That is very important, of reviewing your quality and then product review. Which product went successfully well? Which destination had great demand and why? If the competition has done better than you with having an identical product, then what was the reason for a competition that would have given them more sale? Review that scenario. Time to time review is very important in controlling your sales and marketing growth. Unless you review it, then only you can see a growth coming in if your strategy needs a further review and modification. We go into research and review planning, identification of the market trends. You have to understand what market wants. If the market wants sustainable tourism and if you are overlooking it, then you are not having a successful research done. As time and again, every tourism player, any market player is seriously focusing on sustainable tourism. That's a trend that is going to remain in the tourism growth for coming many years, because everybody wants to save the environment around us. Everybody wants to have a responsibility towards success of tourism. So that has to be looked into. Market trend, also consider the following aspect. There some of the aspects are mentioned, like a destination popularity is constantly affected by external influences, and doing a pestle factor, which refers to political, economic, social, technology, and legal framework. The pestle analysis is very important for any product growth Because if you don't do this analysis, you may not be able to successfully market any product, also tourism product. So tour operator existing capability and strength is also very important. What is your strength, internal and external? Both have to be reviewed and have to be implemented in planning part. Transport, you have to look into the transport, availability of transport, the attractiveness of the destination. The better, the good buses that you offer, the bus, young fleet of vehicles will always attract the seats, the interior, the working of air conditioning. These are all important components of a good bus as a transport. Accessibility of destination will impact the type of holidays that can be offered. Also accommodation, the type of accommodation, referring to star rating from 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5 star, and the 7 star of Burj Al Arab property, and the hospitality packages in attractiveness to different markets. Some markets would prefer resort, say especially beach resorts or an island resort or a jungle resort may attract of that nature. Or we are talking about hospitality packages that can create different markets, hotel pricing for that matter. We are looking at research, review and planning and duration. The traditional 5-day or 7-day package holiday is offered in Indian market, and we are very much used to it. In 5 to 7 days, many a times our travelers are happy and getting their passport endorsed with 2 to 3 city stamp. In 7 days itinerary, they would have 2 days in Bangkok, 2 days in Singapore, and 3 days in Malaysia. Altogether, 7 days, and they claim to have gone to 3 countries. That's the Indian, typical Indian market. It's quite popular. Give the opportunity for an alternate time periods. So suggest certain thing that is important into our planning. Because 2 days for a country like Thailand is not at all sufficient. You have just seen Bangkok, nothing more than that. That also, the tour that has been designed for Bangkok. Excuse me. So that is a typical Indian market, but we need to go out of this box approach and look into designing and offering either longer itineraries or well-explored destination within a short span of, with a span of time of 7 days for Thailand, taking to Phuket, Bangkok, Pattaya, or possibly to Chiang Mai. And 7 to 10 days is not more. It is okay for 10 days you can claim to have seen some of Thailand. But in 7 to 10 days, if you claim to see, to have been to 3 cities, nothing much has been done. So that's a review and research that one has to do for the growth of tour operation and tour planning. Review of the situation and product portfolios on the periodic basis needed by the tour operator. The review has to be done. Why? Suddenly new destinations that are cropping up, certain identical products that are existing in the market or have emerged in last 4 to 5 years are offering identical products, including the visa facility that is being offered by the neighboring countries of Thailand like Vietnam, Myanmar, and Indonesia. They are also offering visa on arrival or electronic visa, which has resulted into a lot of shift from Thailand to other destination. So that's a review. Thailand has come and done a lot of review. Likewise, India has to review all that. Why identical product that is being offered in the region are getting more number of tourists? If those of you would have studied in the history of Indian tourism, there was an LK Jha committee that was designed somewhere in 1960s, in the 60s. That was designed to see why India, despite having a wonderful tourist destination and incredible destination, why we are not getting the number of tourists. A lot of finding in that era was there, we have to continuously review and research. That's what the message I'm going to give you, that we need our tourism industry in planning has to review from time to time all these elements that we are talking also. The established or the most commodity used for review are BCG, the Boston Consulting Group, which suggests about, you know, different type of market like cash cow, star, question mark, these type of four different stages of market with Boston BCG designs, cash cow, star, question mark, and dogs. Those of you who are master's student would connect to what I'm talking. And that's a part of research, what is the product? And likewise, looking at the product life cycle, like review, research, evaluation, launching, stagnation and decline. These are the life cycle, very much stand good for tourism product or a tourism resort or a hotel. Because the moment it reaches stagnation state, you need to bring in new product, regenerate, bring in new product so that the growth keep coming. And that is required for tourism or tour planning as well. You need to inject your new product once you start seeing a stagnation stage. Because stagnation means you go on a plateau where growth is not at all seen. And the moment you, before you reach stagnation, you need to bring in new products so that you regenerate and grow further. Otherwise, wait for the decline, which is disaster in a life cycle. So these were various established review and research that can be done. Group matrix of BCG, I mentioned about cash cow, dogs, question mark, and star. And likewise, product life cycle of Butler. BCG, I mentioned about it. It compares market share and market growth. This helps companies focus on allocate their resources according to, it has four elements. I just mentioned cash cow, dog, star, and question mark. That refers to various products like low market growth rate, but high market share, or high market share, low growth, and low market share. Two various type of, you can learn about this in detail in BCG matrix. And likewise, product life cycle that I just mentioned. This is perhaps one of the most famous theoretical models in marketing and strategic planning. This product life cycle mode describes the movement of product in four stages from their introduction to their decline. I just mentioned about these stages. Excuse me. So as the name suggests, product planning is deciding about the specific product. It may comprise the following: itinerary planning. You need to plan the itinerary. This will include consideration of tour related aspects such as accommodation. These are the itinerary. You need to put up accommodation, traveling, tourist transfers, and related ancillary services in accordance with what the customer wants, what is the best advantage you have on a price to ultimately gain your share of the market or be market leader. And likewise, costing. An initial cost-based analysis will be completed to identify the approximate price of the package. So they will add up the cost of various component and element of a tour planning. They will add up the cost for transfer. What is the man hour required? What would be the cost of the fuel? They have ready-made costing available. They just keep adding. For 1 hour utilization of a labor force, how much it would cost? What would be the fuel required? What is the wear and tear of the vehicle? All these have to be added up. Every detail has to be thoroughly costed. A bus that is taking 45 passengers is not necessary for a group of only 20 passengers. A smaller bus can be used. Likewise, if there are a group of 7 people who need a transfer, possibly 2 vehicles should be enough rather than bringing in 3 vehicles. If at all, if a customer is ready to pay, then you have to cost accordingly if you are giving three vehicles, because the cost of three vehicles means three drivers, three fuel, three wear and tear, utilization of three vehicles. So all these are costing that is important. Once the costing is done, then initial costing is completed, then you know how much is that going to cost. And then if you have a markup, if you work on a markup, then you add up your markup onto that costing. And then finally, that's the price to be offered to your passenger. Capacity planning refers to the number of holidays that the tour operator can able to provide in the market. Say, for example, there are 50 rooms available at a tourist destination. If you have 100 passengers willing to go to that destination, then 50 only can stay in rooms. There are additional 50 is exceeding the capacity of the services being offered. You can arrange transport to take them, but where will those additional 50 people live? So that is a capacity that one has to be borne in mind by a tour operator. You cannot put a group onto buses to sleep. You cannot pitch a tent for an international tourist who is not ready to stay in a tent. There are certain holiday resorts that they provide these sort of accommodation in an extreme emergency, but that's not an accepted practice. So that is part of a capacity. Likewise, if an airline is taking 5,000 passengers, then they can only book 5,000 passengers. They cannot book 7,000 passengers and say, oh, we 2,000 passengers are deprived of flying. So capacity refers to that. The number, maximum number of people that can be taken to a destination, including the supply chain that is available, like number of buses available, number of hotel rooms available, number of skilled staff available to handle that type of a group. So marketing material also is important. A provisional plan for marketing needs to be looked at from the cost perspective. You cannot print 10,000 brochure of a destination where only maximum 2,000 passengers are going to come. Other 8,000 are going to be put into the waste bin. So that cost will ultimately affect the operation and ultimately result into possible loss or less revenue generated. Thank you very much.